From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. It will be August now before California lawmakers have another shot at reaching an agreement on a water bond that would go before voters in November. Efforts to accomplish that this week failed Monday in the Senate and then yesterday in the Assembly. Afterward, Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler spoke with Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins. You're going to hear that conversation. The speaker starts by outlining the different water bonds that have been moving through the legislature, the versions at least, and they're differentiated in a general sense by their price tags.
There's been, of course, a lot of conversation, a lot of different pieces of legislation. You know, the $10.5 billion bond that was on the Senate floor won't pass muster with the governor, but it didn't make it out of the Senate. The current $11.1 billion bond, which is on the ballot, I don't think will pass in November. So we have been discussing 4 weeks now and working on categories of need, and the Assembly came up with an $8.25 billion bond that meets most of the needs at a reasonable cost. And our bond was crafted pretty much over a period of time after a series of hearings around the state so that we could hear from every part of California. And that's what resulted in an $8.25 billion bond that we were discussing up until last night.
But now it seems like everything is stalled a little bit.
Well, we're trying to get the broadest range of supporters, and we don't have that yet. You know, the outside interests have basically taken the time to pretty much get people who were on board before to hold out for everything that they could possibly get. Now, the concern I have is that they may eventually wind up with nothing. So we had a lot of members at the table working on the $8.2 billion bond. And we thought we were going to have something to take forward today. But if we don't have the votes, we can't move forward. And so we decided to hold back, and we're going to continue to discuss this. We have been in conversations with the governor's office. He still thinks the bond is too high. But we are.
Which bond, yours or the $11 billion one that's currently on the ballot?
Well, he thinks the $11.19 billion bond is too high. He thought the $10.5 billion bond was too high. He has concerns about the $8.2 billion bond. I think if it were up to him, he would put forward a much smaller bond. But our concern is it won't meet the state's needs. And so our position was we have a bond that we think meets the most needs at the most reasonable cost. And so we're still going to pursue this in conversation with the Republicans, with the governor, and we're now looking forward to an August discussion, I believe. We do have time in August to still get this done. It was certainly my hope that we would be able to get this done this week. I'm incredibly disappointed. And I think that, you know, Ben, the stakeholders are really going to have to understand if they hold out for everything that they want, that they could wind up with nothing. And I think that's my biggest concern. You know, we need parochial interest to take a back seat to the needs of the entire state. You know, if one region gets undercut, that's going to have economic and environmental repercussions in other parts, in other regions, other parts of the state. So, you know, we're going to keep working. I'm disappointed, but I think this is probably the most critical issue before us, and I think we have to act, and I think we have to work hard to get the consensus of the Senate and the governor, and that's going to be my focus as we move into August, that we get something that the voters can actually feel good about supporting that meets the needs, but that is reasonable in terms of the cost.
You've mentioned that there's some reluctance to come forward on your proposal or really any of the others from the governor, from Republicans, from outside groups. Do you have your entire Assembly Democratic Caucus on board? Because that is a bit of a lift, a bit of a heavy lift, too.
Right, and that's why the approach we have taken has really been to take an overarching view that we have to address the needs of the entire state. And we know that there are tensions in certain areas of types of projects and funding. You know, storage is absolutely a part of our package, but it can't be at the 2009 level. In a bond that we've cut from $11.19 billion down to $8.25, that's a cut of $3 billion. Storage in our proposal is only reduced by about $250 million Other areas have taken a bigger haircut to help ensure that we find a way to get this overall bond passed. Storage needs are important, you know, so we've had to deal with that issue. There are opponents to dams, you know, which is a piece of storage, that are going to have to realize that some of the storage needs need to be part of the solution. So blowing up a water bond because it includes storage will actually sacrifice long-term environmental gains. So those are the kinds of discussions we have. And my caucus is absolutely open to the equitable approach. It doesn't mean they don't have concerns. Some of it's going to be how the language is written on the bond. But, you know, my caucus is willing to engage. And I think, you know, it's the approach we took to the budget. It's the approach we're taking on the water bond. And I do have members with concerns, and but they're part of the discussion. We've been underway in this discussion for months now. The legislature, the governor, the stakeholders who are busy negotiating the bond and talking to members have about a month to choose the right path. And I think it is with a comprehensive approach to meeting the needs and saving money. And that's why I think our bond proposal is the right path. But we've still got a little bit more work to do. And it's my hope that we'll be able, through the language as well as the amounts, to have a more in-depth discussion with our Republican colleagues, certainly with our Senate colleagues. We think this is a reasonable approach.
Could you take us through the various policy elements of your water bond proposal? And in fact, them all. All of the proposals seem to have the same categories. It's how much money goes into each category. And in some instances, like with money going toward the Delta, what agency would be in charge of spending the money?
Well, in our language, in our proposal, we have a large piece of the money going through Fish and Game. So we are following the desire of the governor in that regard, but we're trying to be as neutral as possible in terms of the language.
The money for the Delta, correct?
Correct. So, in many cases, what you're pointing to is the language is as important as the dollar amounts. And we have tried to be, in our approach, tunnel neutral. And, of course, as we try to approach this in the language as being tunnel neutral, that has pushback from other stakeholders.
And when you say tunnel neutral, just for our listeners, you're talking about the governor's proposal to build two tunnels underneath the Delta to help transport water to central and southern California.
Right.
It's a controversial and expensive plan, and one that has different feelings throughout the state.
That's true. The Bay Delta Conservation Plan and anything that points to tunnels is going to have quite a negative response as it relates to the Delta. And, you know, the Delta includes the Bay Area, and, those are a lot of voters. So I think our intent is to meet needs that are important to the overall system of water and water delivery, and at the same time not create winners and losers.
So let me ask you this. It's my understanding that the governor has told you and other legislative leaders that if the $11 billion bond, the one that's currently on the ballot, stays there, that he will actively campaign against it. Will you do so as well?
Well, I don't. I think that's kind of a hard question. Our goal is to get a reasonable bond on the ballot that stands a chance to pass with the voters. And if we allow an $11.19 billion bond to stand, I find that irresponsible. And I don't think I would qualify the governor's comments as being that direct. In my conversations with him, and he may have had conversations with other people and said just that, I think he expressed some great concern about it. Whether he intends to work against it, I don't know. He hasn't said that to me. But I think it's irresponsible. I think the bottom line and the point is we have an opportunity to put a bond on the ballot that meets some critical needs at this very critical time in our state, and it's our job to make sure we do that. And I'm going to continue to work to do that until the last very possible minute, because I think it is what we need to do.
And I think lastly, I hear some frustration in your voice, and you're in your second or third month now as speaker. Talk about what it's been like. You know, you came in, you passed the, you got the budget passed, but now you're kind of running into a roadblock here.
Well, I mean, that is the process. This is probably, I would dare say that this water bond is probably more complex than dealing with our state budget. And that is because, you know, it deals with so many different parts of our state, different regions that have very different needs. And again, some of those needs bump up against each other in ways that create winners and losers. And it's not my intent to do that with a bond that we need to get all, you know, all of California behind. And I think we can find, if I can just be, I think we can find the sweet spot in which we do the right thing. And that's my goal. So I think you're hearing more, you know, frustration maybe. That's because my schedule is really overbooked today. But I think I'm disappointed that we weren't able to get this done by the end of this week when we are going to be going home to our districts. But I am convinced that we will be able to get something done in August. I had a productive conversation with the governor. I don't doubt that he cares a great deal about this issue, and he believes very much we need to get something done. And I'm committed to working with him to do that. And we may disagree on amounts, and we're going to work hard on the amount, and we're going to work hard on the categories and the specific needs. And so I'm optimistic that we will get something done. But I guess my pitch is to all of the folks out there who really believe that they hold out until the very last minute, we will have a repeat of 2009, which is we'll get our stuff included. I don't think that's going to happen. That is not the governor that I work with. That's not his approach to things. It's actually not my approach to things. And I think we have a responsibility, a duty, and a requirement to put something out there that our California voters can support and that we get something done for the state. And I believe the governor will be committed to that process.
Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins, Democrat of San Diego, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
And that was Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler in conversation with Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins. There's more state government news at capradio.org. Just click on news, and then in the dropdown, you'll see state government. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.